So good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早安。
It's very great to see everyone here today.
今天能够看到诸位非常的高兴。
And it's also very great to see the Lord, the Son of God, this morning.
也是我们也能够看见我们的主，是更使我们喜乐。
So let us turn to Revelation chapter 2.
让我们翻开启示录第二章。
We will continue looking at the churches.
我们来继续来查读教会。
So let's take a look at Revelation chapter 2 verse 18.
让我们读启示录第二章的第18节。
And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like burnished bronze, says this.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说那眼目如火焰脚像光明铜的神之子说
And let's take a look at verse 21.
我们来读21节。
I gave her time to repent, and she does not want to repent of her immorality.
我曾给她悔改的机会,她却不肯悔改她的隐情。
So today we want to talk about practical ways to transform our body.
今天早晨呢,我们要分享怎样非常实际地改变我们的身体。
So to understand this part of Revelation, we will be using the first part of 2 Peter, and that will be the center part of the text.
我们要读, 彼得后书的第一段,
about how to go about this transformation of the body and its bad habits.
怎样能够使我们身体, 变化而除去一切恶行。
So let's take a look at 2 Peter chapter 1 from verses 1 through 11.
我们从彼得后书第一章第一节读到第十一节。
So Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have received a faith of the same kind as ours, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。Grace
and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的加给你们。
Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们, 建议我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
For by these He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
因此他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们,叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏,就得与神的性情有份。
And we want to pay attention here. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge.
我们要特别要注意下面这一段话。正因这缘故,你们要分外的殷勤,有了信心,又要加上德行,有了德行,又要加上知识。
And in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness.
有了知识, 又要加上节制,有了节制,又要加上忍耐,有了忍耐,又要加上前进,有了前进。
And in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
有了前进,又要加上爱弟兄的心,有了爱弟兄的心,又要加上爱众人的心。
For if these qualities are yours, and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒，不结果子。
For he who lacks these qualities is blind and short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sins.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已得了洁净。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，几样就永不失脚。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我主耶稣基督基督荣颜的果。
Right, so let us have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天上的父,
we ask that you would prepare our hearts as we come before you openly.
当我们敞着心来到你面前的时候, 愿你预备我们的心。
We will be willing and ready to receive your Holy Spirit, which you give out without measure.
使我们能够领受那位是圣灵没有限量的神。
And may we then respond to the Spirit and to your word with obedience and love.
让我们能够在圣灵里能够对你的话能够顺服，并且充满了爱。
And we want to pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.So something that I have been very annoyed about.
最近我对一些事情有点这个问题。
Because I moved into a four-bedroom apartment with four very different people.
我刚搬到一个四个人住的公寓和四个人同住。
And some people don't like to turn off the lights when they leave the room.
其中有一个人呢，离开房间的时候不喜欢把灯关起来。
And so when you confront the person, they could easily, they understand why you should turn off the lights.
所以你跟他说的时候呢，他知道为什么你要出门的时候要关灯。
And people know about you can save on your electricity bill, you can save the whole environment.
他了解这个你能够省点电费，并且你对这个环境也有正面的影响。
But often the knowledge does not translate to the behavior.
但是这样的知识呢，有时候呢不能够行出来。
So have you ever felt that you have in your spiritual life a good amount of knowledge about God and spirituality?
So 在你的生活里呢，你是不是也是感觉到你在你的灵里面有许多关于神的知识？
But when you compare yourself to where you're supposed to be, you see that the gap is exceedingly large.
但是你把你所知道的和你现在所是的做比较的时候，你发现中间有很大的一个深渊。
You see Jesus is up here, holy and perfect.
你看到主耶稣基督在这里是圣洁的，是完全的。
And we are down here in the mud, not yet conformed to his image.
我们却在这个泥沼里呢，还没有改变像主的形象一样。
And this is something we want to be very aware of, especially in this congregation.
我们应该对这样的情形有非常大的知觉，尤其是像我们这样背景的聚会。
Because we have a lot of spiritual knowledge, we know things like the eternal purpose of God.
因为我们呢中间有许多的知识，我们知道神永远的旨意。
And then when we ride home in the car or get home, we fall into temptation.Temper, contempt, and other sins.
但是我们开车回家了以后呢，我们就落到各样的试探里面。
So how do we close the gap? So let's take a look at the first part of 2 Peter.
所以这样的差距呢，
怎样能够弥补呢？我们来看这个彼得后书。
To learn about how to be spiritually formed and transformed in Christ.
像我们看到说，在我们在基督里是怎样形成的，并且怎样变化的。
Okay, so there's three parts. Part one will be about what God gives us, the tools, and that's found in verses 1 through 4.
这个可以分成三点。第一部分呢，第一点呢，就是第一节到第四节是讲到神给我们的那个工具。
Part 2 will be much longer. It'll look at verses 5 to 8 to see what practical steps can we do, and we can also look at an episode of Peter's life as an example.
第二部分呢，就是第二点呢，是从第五节到第八节，这里面包括许多的事。在从这里呢，神告诉我们一些非常实在的步骤，怎样来行，并且我们要看彼得的一生呢，来对照这些步骤。
And then finally, we'll breeze through part three, which is about the outcome of taking those actions mentioned in the center part of the verses.
那第三个部分就第三点呢，就是最后一点，看到那个结果是什么。
So let's take a look at verses 1 through 4.
那我们来读一下第一节到第四节。
So in verse 1, it says that we received faith of the same kind as ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
第一节告诉我们呢，是借着主耶稣基督的义呢，我们得着了一个信心，一个宝贵的信心。
So basically, this is the foundation.It takes God's initiative, and it's all God's initiative to start.
我们看到这就是一个一切的根基，就是神要先做。
And through faith, Jesus has given us the seed of his life, and that seed will eventually grow to become the full eternal life.
我们知道在借着信心呢，神就把那个生命的种子、永生的种子赐给我们，那么这个永生的生命在我们里面呢，会成长的。
So first is faith. The second is God's divine power.
第二个我们要看到是神的这个大能。
So let's take a look at verse 3. It says, Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him.
所以他这边告诉我们说，借着这个认识我们的主呢，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和千金的事赐给我们了。
So this is where we need a side comment.
这个时候我们需要一个加上的一些注解。
So a good spirituality and a good spiritual life is not only believing doctrines on the inside.
所以我们看到说一个真正的属灵啊，是不是光是在里面来认识这个道理
？It's about true spirituality requires understanding how the body works.
我们看到这个真正的属灵呢，乃是知道说我们的身体呢是怎样运行的。
Because our body contains our eyes, what we see, our mouth, what we say, and our hands and feet, our actions.
因为我们的身体呢，包括我们的眼睛，我们能看见，我们的嘴，我们讲话，我们的手跟脚。
So about the body should be a good thing because God chose you to give you one.
身体是好的，因为是神给我们的。
He created us with a body in order to be able to rule the world.
神要借助我们的身体呢，来掌管这个世界。
So when God fills the body in the way He intends, the human lives up to his extraordinary special position in all of creation.
就如果神能够在我们的身体里面充满他的恩赐恩典的话，那么我们就能够在这宇宙中呢站在他给我们的这个地位上。
Unlike any other animal, even the most smartest chimpanzee,
像别的动物是不一样的，因为就算是最聪明的动物啊，就是这个猴子。
猩猩。
清新
Yeah, we are crowned with glory and honor because we can be united with God and thus carry out His will.
我们是乃是神把这个荣耀冠冕赐给我们，使我们能够跟神合一呢，能够完成神的旨意。
So let's not look at the body as naturally evil, But to maybe say in a helpful way, it is something, the body is something to partner with, not oppose.
所以身体是好的, 不要把它当作坏东西, 乃是说我们怎样和, 用身体来与神的旨意合起来。
However, when the body's desires are prioritized above the spirit, then that is called flesh. Then that's the dominance of the body.
当我们的身体呢, 不是和神的灵, 连接, 乃是和我们的肉体连接的时候, 就是圣经里面说, 不喜悦的。
So we can see we can indirectly impact the body, and thus it affects our spiritual life inside.
所以我们可以这个来影响我们身体呢, 来影响我们里面的属灵的生命。
But we'll discuss that when we get there.
我们把先把这一点呢, 暂时放在一边, 等一会我们再讲到。
And so, and then the third thing after faith and power is his promises in verse 4.
所以他第一点讲到神所给我们的是信心, 然后第二点讲到是神的大能, 第三点就是, what is that?
His promises.
他的宝贵的应许。
It says, He has granted to us His precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world by lust.
所以第三个他所赐给我们的工具就是又宝贵又极大的应许, 叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得与神的性情有份。
So here God promises, so that means it will be done, that we can become partakers of His perfect divine nature.
这一点来说到神把应许赐给我们神的应许他就必成就使我们能够与神的性情有份
And it's these promises you can find in scripture like he being the vine and we being the branches and that if we abide in him we can bear much fruit
在神的应许中呢, 神说他是葡萄树, 我们是枝子, 如果我们, 与他同住, 那么他就, 我们能够结果子
So faith, power, and promises have already been given to us to live a victorious life. So now let's see what should we now do.
我们看到神把这个三样东西给了我们, 就是信心, 神的大能, 还有神的应许。 那我们看看怎样用这个三样东西呢, 来, 来遵行神的旨意。
So I have a clothes dryer that doubles as a washer. You know, it's a hybrid washer dryer.
So, 我呢, 有一个又是烘干机, 又是洗衣机, 是两个公用了, 在一起的一个机器。
Yeah, you put your clothes in the same drum, and after it washes, it dries.
So, 你把你的衣服呢, 放在这个, 洞里面, 然后呢, 它先洗, 洗好以后, 它就自动的烘干。
So, but ever since 2 years ago, the dryer part of the cycle never works.
但是几年以前呢, 这个烘干的这个功能呢, 失常了, 所以从来没有再好过。
So I always use a drying rack to dry the clothes.
所以我就开始用这个晒衣架, 来晒干我的衣服。
So you do this week after week, and then one time a guest will come over.
我每个礼拜都这样子晒衣服, 那有一次呢, 我的, 有一个客人来拜访我。
And usually you want to put your laundry away when the guest is there, but then the laundry is not dry yet.
所以客人来的时候, 当然是你要把那个, 你要晒的衣服要先收起来, 但是一些衣服还没有干。
And so they'll point out, why are you drying your clothes if you have a dryer?
所以他们就, 这客人就说, 你既然有烘干机, 为什么你在这个晒衣架里面晒衣服呢?
So this is very similar to our life. There are some things that are broken, but we have been habituated to it.
就是像我们生命一样, 生活一样, 我们知道我们生命里面, 有些东西坏了, 但是呢, 我们一直在这个破坏的状态中。
So we want to now think about things in your own life that are actually wrong, but over the years, you never fix it, and you think it's now okay.
在我们生活里面有些事情呢, 不对的, 但是呢, 我们没有改正它, 一直活在这个不对的状况里面。
And your excuses is that you don't think you can change or transform. It's seemingly impossible for Jesus to help you after all these years.
你的理由是, 经过这些年来呢, 主好像没有办法帮助你去改变那个现状。
And you think you just have to live with that certain weakness to that certain temptation?
所以你继续说, 我可能就要一辈子就在这种这个软弱, 状态里面, 或这样试探的里面。
You think that you'll always lack spiritual hunger or ambition?
或者你觉得说你一直缺少这个属灵的这个动机来追求主。
And you think that you also have inabilities to move the strongholds that are in your life.
或者是你觉得的这个试探的这个力量太大, 你没办法从你的生命中掳去。
So yeah, what can we do?
所以呢,你现在说,你能做什么呢?现在?
Call the mechanic.
你要打电话给那个 修理的人
Oh no, that was a joke.
Okay. 这是一个笑话
But so God has given us all muscles in our arms and legs as babies.
我们知道我们生下来做婴孩的时候 神就已经把这个肌肉啊 我们的手脚都给了我们
Yeah, as babies, if you touch their muscles, they're like dough. It just squishes.
我们那个 捏捏这个婴孩的肌肉的话，你就知道它是非常软的。
But if the baby learns to exercise those muscles, they can one day crawl, walk, run, pole vault others.
但是这个婴孩呢，如果是来运动这些肌肉的话，他有一天会爬、会走、会跑、会做各样的事情。So
the same is true with our spiritual muscles.
对我们属灵的那个肌肉呢，也是同理。
So, I want to clear up a wrong way of thinking. So some people think that as long as you imitate some holy person like Jesus, you will become perfect.
有人可能有些错误的观念,只要你想要这个学,比如说有一位这个圣洁的人呢,就像主耶稣一样,那你就会也跟他一样的完全。
So this is a more involved point, so hang in with me. So let's say you're trying to imitate your favorite athlete during a competition.
如果在一个竞技场上呢,你想要学习呢,这个你最喜欢的那个运动员。
And for me, people know it's Nathan Chan, the American figure skater.
对我来说呢,我想真正学那个一个 中国的skater叫做Nathan
Chan。American figure skater.
American Chinese. Chinese American. 或者是American那个美国人。 美国人Nathan Chan.
Okay. So I can, let's say, note and imitate his every move or pose or spin or quadruple jump.
我可以再把他的各样的技巧呢写在我的笔记本上。
And, but, let's say during the competition, would I be comfortable just going into that skin-tight costume and winning the routine?
你想想看,如果我到了那个冰上开始真正滑的时候,你觉得我能够滑出那个样子吗?
Just imitation at the point of competition cannot replace seasons of rigorous and disciplined training.
所以你在那个竞技场上呢,你要在真正在做的时候呢, 你没办法来代替几年的苦练。So
similarly, a lot of us, when we want to follow Jesus, we try to imitate him during moments of pressure.
所以很多人想说,我要效法基督,但是都是在紧急的时候呢,我们才会想要这样做。And
some people wrongly ask, all the time, what would Jesus do? WWJD.
有些人呢,就有一个,把它变成一个术语,叫做主耶稣怎样做呢?
So for example, when Jesus was in a moment of pressure, he was before, let's say, Pontius Pilate.
比如说主耶稣在这个比拉多的面前的时候,主耶稣要怎么做?
He was as quiet as a sheep before shearers.
主耶稣呢, 是那样的安静,像这个羊在剪毛人的手下一样。
And then we would say, okay, let me imitate that.
我们说哦，让我们也来像主一样这样。
So someone high school bully, let's say, said something hurtful to you.
所以在高中的时候呢，有人呢就用很难听的话来骂你。
Or your spouse says something to you that is a little annoying.
或者是你的太太呢，或者你的先生呢，说一个非常刺激你的话。
So we know we should try to do our best and try not to talk back.
那个时候呢，我们就说我们要尽我们力量的，不要顶嘴。
Because that's like what Jesus did.
因为那是主耶稣所做的。
But in the heat of the moment, that usually doesn't happen. We just talk back.
但是在那种那个时刻的时候呢，我们没有办法胜过，我们乃是再讲回去。
So to learn what Jesus did in those specific moments under pressure.
如果我们真正想要效法耶稣基督在某一个危机或者是压力底下做的事，
we have to be disciplined in with to imitate his daily life, the consistent things that he used to do that leads to spiritual growth first.
我们必须要先呢，来平常的生活里面学习主耶稣每日他所加在身上的那个操练。
So not talking back to Pilate happened first in those early mornings of solitude with the Father in prayer.
主耶稣能够在比拉多面前保持静默不说话，乃是因为他每个早晨呢花很长的时间在天父面前祷告默想的缘故。
It happened during those moments of obedience to his mother Mary, or in those moments when he offered help to his younger brothers.
那是在他在这个他的母亲玛利亚的手下的时候，就学习这样的功课，并且在帮助他自己的兄弟的时候，他就在学这个功课。
It happened when he learned the scriptures so well in his Sunday school that he even impressed the scribes and the teachers of the law.
他因为对主的话认识的那么样的深切，甚至在这个夫子面前。他们都觉得很惊奇。
So I took a poll of our high school athletes at ICA.
我呢，在这个我们聚会当中啊，高中的运动员的里面呢，做了一个调查。
And thank you for being examples.
谢谢你们那些受我调查的人。
So Andrew plays offensive tackle on his football team.
所以 Andrew 的小弟兄呢，他是在足球场上专门做抓人的事。
Oh, so offensive tackles are people who push away the defenders from the quarterback.
所以那个他的角色呢，在足球呢，美式足球哈，乃是把人呢从这个就是保护那个 quarterback 是什么？四分位，对 ，quarterback， 就是把保护四分位的这个防守的人呢，把他推开。
But his daily practice does not involve just pushing something heavy.
但他在训练的时候呢，他不是光是推这个很重的东西。
Right, so he goes to the gym to like lift weights or he squats under low bars to practice his agility, like
the stance. He wants to practice the stance. He wants to practice the stance. He wants to practice
It's an indirect way to get to a direct thing.
So, in order to do his work on the football field, he needs to do other aspects of the training.
And then,John and Oliver are elite New Jersey swimmers, right?
那个 John 跟 Oliver 呢，他们是很会游泳，在学校里。
And before they even enter the water, it takes 45 minutes of lifting weights and training in the gym, and then 15 minutes in addition of stretching.
他们游泳以前呢，要花45分钟呢，在这个在那个屋子里呢，要举重。要练习，然后呢，再花15分钟呢做这个松筋的工作。
So the few minutes of the swimming competition in those few hundred meters are so small when compared to the hours spent practicing and training.
所以那个在游泳池里面真正竞赛里面那短短的几分钟呢，其实呢需要很长时间的预备和锻炼。
So only when you have practiced enough does the technique become second nature.
只有你花很长时间苦练了之后呢，那么你的那个在竞争场上技巧呢，变成你的这个非常自然的。
Then your body can just react almost automatically, naturally.
所以你的身体就会很自动的去反应那些运用那些技巧。
You will just naturally learn to do what you're supposed to do.
所以你就非常身体非常自然的去做各方面的这个反应。
And second nature, like Brother Han,
就像那个韩弟兄一样,
that he now speaks English as good as any other person.
他现在
better than
他现在呢说的英文呢比其他人一样的好。
Because he has trained himself, and then now it's just become second nature. He doesn't even think about the language itself anymore.
因为他平常一直练习讲英文，所以他变成了很自然的能够讲英文。So
back to the example of talking back to your loved one.
就像我刚才用到的比喻一样，你和那个你的这个配偶呢，这个吵架。When
someone says something mean, you would naturally hold your tongue and in return bless them.
当你有了这些操练以后呢，那你吵架的时候，自然而然的你就不再说下去了。And
you will be able to naturally forgive and actually forgive.
并且你很自然的能够赦免并且忘掉。So
to summarize this previous point, the spiritual principle is that we should not just imitate, we should practice.
所以这个属灵的这个原则不光光是效法，并且要操练。But
it starts small so we don't get disappointed.
并且从小的地方开始操练，所以我们不至于太失望。So
if you look at the life of Jesus, we see he sometimes spends whole evenings, long stretches of time praying.
我们有时候看到主耶稣的生命里面，他有时候花整个晚上在祷告。So
if you say, I'm going to try to practice this out, we might get disappointed because we might fall asleep after a few minutes.
你如果想要学主耶稣这样祷告的话，可能你会非常失望，因为不到几分钟你就睡着了。So
start with 5 to 10 minutes and work your way up.
所以你要从开始从五分钟，花五分钟祷告，或十分钟祷告，然后慢慢的这个祷告时间就增长。And
a lot of us, when we just wake up or before we go to sleep, we look at our phones, and that might take 20 minutes.
有时候我们 一醒来，我们就看我们的这个手上的那个手机，那又花可能20分钟来看这个手机上的东西。So
put your phone aside and pray for those 5 minutes. Start small, and you'll get your muscles, spiritual muscles, stronger and stronger.
所以你早上起来的时候，不要先去看你的手机，而是花5分钟先祷告，然后慢慢的，你这个属灵的肌肉就会越来越增长，增加。So
part two, how do we practice unto godliness?
那么我们 第二点呢，就第二部分的第二点呢，我们来谈到说，我们怎样来操练，使我们能够在敬虔上有份。So
let's look at verses 5 through 8 in 2 Peter chapter 1.
我们从第五节的第八节呢，彼得后书第1章的第5节的第8节，我们再来看一次。So
notice in verse 5. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence. In your faith, supply moral excellence. In your moral excellence, knowledge. And in your knowledge, self-control. And in your self-control, perseverance. In your perseverance, godliness. And in your godliness, brotherly kindness. And your brotherly kindness, love.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心，又要加上德行，有了德行，又要加上知识，有了知识，又要加上节制，有了节制，又要加上忍耐。 有了忍耐，又要加上敬虔，前进；有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。So
if you notice verse 5, it says, applying all diligence, and also in verse 10, be all the more diligent, and also it says in verse 10 to practice these things.
你看这第5节讲到说，要分外的殷勤。 第10节讲到说，你们应当要更加殷勤，并且呢，在 若你们若行这样的事。
So yeah, various times it talks about being diligent and having to put into practice. So three times, it's like practice, practice, practice.
就好像神在这里说，三次你们要行，你们要遵行，你们要遵行。
So let's take a look at Peter's life. We're looking at one episode, and we're going to only choose of the seven characteristics, three of them.
所以我们来看这个，这边提到这个三个三种不同的。在七种不同的德这个说到的就是这个情这个东西里面呢，我们看这个三样在这个彼得的身上。
So let's choose self-control, brotherly love, and moral excellence.
我们来看这个节制和爱弟兄的心，还有德行。
So John 21 verse 17 to 19.
我们看那个路加福音第二十一章。
John 21,
约翰福音二十一章
,17 to 19,
十七节到十九节。
Okay. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep.
第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
Truly, truly, I say to you, when you are younger, you used to gird yourself and walk wherever you wished.And when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will gird you, and bring you where you do not wish to go.
我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候，自己束上带子，随意往来；当年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。
Now this he said, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God.And when he had spoken this, he said to him, Follow me.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
So here's a scene at the seashore. Peter returns to fishing as always.
我们知道这个时候是在海边，彼得呢打完鱼以后。
And perhaps it was to relieve his mind in doing something that was familiar.
他可能是在做一些他通常所做的事。
Perhaps he was trying to get rid of that slight ambition to still reign with Jesus in a physical kingdom on earth.
他可能是仍然在思想一些主耶稣在地上所要建立的那个国度。
But when Jesus enters the scene here, a decision must be made.
当主耶稣来到这里的时候呢，他必须要做一个选择。
Jesus asked Peter if he loves him more than these.
主耶稣问他说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Would, so to either think that choosing to shepherd the church will turn out to be more richer than expected?
主应许他说，他所要在天国得到的是比在地上的这一切更要丰盛。
So we could also think about an ambition or dream that we have that, let's say we could think about an ambition or dream that we have.
你想想看你自己的所要得着的所要达成的。
And it is probably a worldly dream that you have that you do not get to achieve because you have chosen to follow God.
可能是你有世上的一些野心，但是因为你选择要跟随主呢，你就没法达到你在世界上所要达成的。
But it stays with you because, you know, you're still on earth. And then we want to learn how to take it to Jesus and let it go.
可能这些在世上的这些你的梦想呢，可能你还是在你的心中，但是你要把它带到主面前呢，让它这个解决。
And for Peter, he has to let go of his past in order to embrace that future.
所以他必须要彼得必须要把他过去呢，带到主面前呢，使他能够再仰望那个未来。
So letting go first requires. May require us to grieve.
所以呢， 这个对于这个一些你所执着的事放手啊，是有时候会造成一些这个难过的。
So like Jephthah's daughter, she bewailed her virginity. She will never know what it's like to be part of a family or inheritance.
Say again.
Jephthah's daughter.
Jephthah. Okay. 耶夫他的女儿呢？她因为要终生守这个童身呢，她就没办法知道结婚的婚姻的情形。
So for 2 months, she went with her friends on the mountains to grieve what can't be.
所以她就和她的朋友呢，花2个月的时间在山上呢，为这件事情来悲伤。
So to follow her father's decision, she must leave her desire unsatisfied in this lifetime.
所以她为了顺从她父亲的命令呢，她必须要把这世上的她想要得着这个。
So you may also have unsatisfied dreams or broken desires.
你可能也有一些你没办法达成的你的梦想。
And these things might differ from God's purpose.
但这些事情和神的这个在我们身上所要达成的目标目的呢是不同的。
But if you give it to God, then God can begin to work in your life.
但是你如果把这些带到主面前，能够放过他们的话。神呢就能够开始在我们身上做工。
But if you hang on to your broken desires and those dreams, then you end up being bitter at God, yourself, and other people.
但是你如果一直对这些梦想执着的话，那么以后你们心里面就有产生许多的苦毒。对神呢，你就会有抱怨；对其他弟兄姊妹，你就有很多的苦毒。
So this can be like a physical characteristic that you do not want.This could be a person or college or work that rejects you.
所以这可能是在你的身上呢，就变成你自己的特征，并且呢，你可能在各种地方呢，会得到这个拒绝。
So the first step is to grieve briefly and let it go, and thus it will allow God to shape you in your life and your future.
所以第一件事情，你就是必须要放开他们，并且呢，让你自己呢有一些难过的一段时间。并且在你带到主面前，主才能够带你到往前走。
And then, so the second point is now about brotherly love. Peter was told that he'll be taken to a place where he did not wish to go when he grows old.
我们在第二点看到彼得身上就是爱弟兄的心。主耶稣说呢，他晚年的时候呢，要被带到他不愿意去的地方。
So the first meaning of this.Someone else bring you where you don't want to go is about his death sentence. In the future, his persecutors will martyr him upside down on a cross.
这第一点呢，这里面说到他真正的是在这个肉身上呢，他要被带到这个十字架上，被钉在十字架上为主而死。
But the second meaning is also kind of tied to it, which is about that he will be serving as a shepherd in the church during that lifetime before that.
所以第二个层的意义呢，在这里乃是说到他要乃是在这个神的教会中呢，来牧养神的儿女。
So being part of the church is like being tugged by a rope.
因为你在这个教会服侍的时候呢，你就好像是呢被束上带子一样。
Doing things that you necessarily don't want to do, and or that you disagree with.
对，你要做一些呢，你不想做的事情，你要这个去一些你不想去的地方。
A picture of that that's really lovely is like Noah's Ark, all the animals and humans inside the ark.
很好的一个图画就是那个挪亚的方舟，人和这个很多动物在一起。
The ark is like a confinement, like the rope, but God shut us all inside, but at least we are all safe inside in Christ.
就在这个方舟呢，就好像一个那个绳子一样，把我们束起来。但是呢，在方舟里面，其实你有平安。
So the rope teaches us discipline in this life, so that we can have authority to rule nations or other spiritual beings in the next one.
所以这个绳子啊，来约束我们呢、乃是使我们能够呢，在将来呢，来管理这个整个宇宙。
So that is the higher end of shepherding.
那是在牧养的这个目标是更高一层的目标。
And Peter sees that truly giving his life and death is really loving and taking care of his brothers and sisters.
所以他彼得呢一直到死呢就是这样爱弟兄姊妹，在神的众教会里面在牧养神的儿女。
And then the final virtue that we'll look at is moral excellence.
第三点在彼得身上我们可以看到的就是他的德行。
So our spirituality, some people have said, is only as deep as your morality.
有人说呢，我们的属灵的生命呢，就乃是和我们的那个德行呢是相对应的。
So Saint John of the Cross, Spanish mystic, says that we are like a bird trying to fly to the sky.
有一位这个以前的有一个这个圣人呢，他就说呢，我们就像一个鸟啊，想要飞翔。
And the bird is like your soul, and the sky represents union with God.
所以这个鸟呢，就是我们的魂，然后那个空中呢，就像和神呢合一。
But whether the bird is bound to the ground by a narrow thread or by a very heavy chain, same thing, it stays on the ground.
这个不论这个鸟呢是用非常细的绳子捆绑的，或者是用很粗的铁链子捆绑的，这个鸟呢还是没办法飞上去。
So let us now examine the areas of our life that are susceptible to temptation and sin. Maybe it's the pride of life or the lust of your eyes.
让我们看看我们在生命里面那捆绑我们的东西，可能是我们眼目的情欲，我们这个世上生命里面的骄傲。
So sins are often bad habits, and often on the body level.
罪呢，通常是呢是坏的习惯造成的，并且是在我们身体上。
For example, Peter, his hands are used to reach out to a sword and strike in violence when there is a threat.
彼得呢，曾经呢，这个用这个手呢，拔出刀来呢，砍人家，当这个他觉得人家威胁他的时候。
Mm-hmm.Or his feet are used to running away when he feels insecure or fearful.
他的脚呢，当他觉得他不安全的时候呢，他就跑掉。
His mouth is used to telling lies or denying the truth when trying to save face under questioning, and maybe even questioning from a maiden.
他的嘴巴呢，就是有时候用来说谎，或者是来否定真理。当他在这个压力的底下。
So there are three things that we can see. The first is we want to learn how to surrender yourself.
所以有三件事情我们可以学习。第一件事情呢，就是要学习把你这个交托给主。
So Teresa of Avila said that your soul is like an interior castle with seven rooms that looks like a diamond.
那个有一个圣人呢，他就说这个我们的魂呢，就像这个一个堡垒里面有七个房间，就像那个宝石一样。
So imagine your soul being many rooms, and let's say it has 20 rooms, and you only gave 17 of them over to the Lord.
就想象说，你的灵魂里啊有20个房间，你把其中的17个房间全部交给主。
But those last three keys, you want to examine the areas of your life to turn them over to the Lord.
那么那个三个房间呢，你要想要这个仔细的检查，然后呢，为了把它将来交给主。
So that's why we want to come before the Son of God who has eyes like a flame of fire.
所以我们现在来到神儿子的面前，他的眼目像火焰一样。
And bring it before him so that his feet like burnished bronze might stamp them away.
并且呢，他的脚像光明的铜，他能把这些试探呢都踩在他的底下。
The second thing to do after surrendering is to sin bravely.
第二件呢，当我们把这个一切交给主了以后呢，乃是就犯罪 ，bravely。
Sin bravely.
I still don't get it.
Sin bravely, like bravely sin.
你就很勇敢的去犯罪。像 sin.
No, or sin.
S-I-N, sin.
Mm-hmm, sin bravely.
就是减短你犯罪的时间。
No, brave, like boldly.
boldly, sin boldly.
Bravely.
你这个肆无忌惮的去犯罪。
So this is Martin,
you give me a context.
So this is Martin Luther's words, but they are not to be misunderstood.
All right, so controversial words. Okay, so 就是马丁路德讲的话，但是呢，很容易受人家的误解。
So it means that we want to experiment with the settings and be honest when you fail and not give up.
So 我们想要知道那个到底是怎么回事。但是呢，不要放弃胜过他。
So for example, when a baby is first taking its few steps to walk and it falls down for the first time.
就像一个小婴孩一样，他刚开始走路的时候呢，走几步，然后他会跌倒。
The parent does not just scold it saying, bad baby, you fell.
那做父母呢，不能在旁边说，哎呀，你这个婴孩太不乖了，你这个不能跌倒的。
But the mother and the parent often encourages the baby to not give up, try different ways of standing, balancing, and moving forward.
但是就父母通常是教这个婴孩呢用其他的方式呢来仍然学习走路。
So the parent cannot walk for the baby.
但是做父母呢不能够代替那个孩子走路。
Similarly, our faith requires the vision to take inventory of what times and situations are we most prone to sin.
所以呢，我们的信心呢是把这个我们容易受到试探的所有的事情呢，要做一个清单。
So what time, what place, with whom, are we alone or are we with a group of people?
就我们在什么的地方、什么的时间和谁比较容易犯罪？
Can we bravely confront how we sin and experiment how to implement actions to resist and avoid?
就我们让这个面对这个罪恶，面对罪恶，然后呢，想想说我们怎样那个逃避这些罪恶。
And what are ways to also incorporate your fellow brothers and sisters who can help keep you more accountable?
怎样呢？找一些弟兄姊妹，他能够常常来提醒你，使你不犯罪。
So I have a friend from the Bay Area who struggles with lust online.
我有一个朋友呢，在加州的什么湾区哈，他在那里常常呢受这个受这个线上哈这个电脑的一个试探。
And so I asked him, how did he overcome this temptation?
So 就问他说，你怎样胜过这个试探呢？
So he said he had to experiment to see whether he can ask a buddy to help keep him accountable.
他就先试验，他说他找一个另外一个弟兄呢，就说你要提醒我不犯罪。
But what works is actually for him is an app called Covenant Eyes.
他乃是跟他的眼，对他来说跟在他身上发生这个改变的乃是他对他的眼睛啊做一个立了约。
Oh, the app is named Covenant Eyes. The app, like the
app.
Like
okay.
A phone app.
Okay.
It's called Covenant Eyes.
Okay. 所以他就 download 一个手机上的一个程式，他这个程式的名字就叫做与你的眼睛立约。
What it does is that it filters the internet.And it sends a report to a close friend about what types of websites you're visiting.
他那个程式呢，乃是把所有你在手机上去的那些地方呢，都有一个记录，然后送给你最好的朋友。
And it also has a Mayday feature that you can click it if you're on a bad site, and it'll shut down your internet for the next 15 minutes.
就你如果走了，如果你用你手机到了你不应该去的那些网站的话，它这个程式呢就警告你，并且呢把所有就网络的连线呢断掉15分钟。
So the idea of sinning bravely is like we want to have honesty to come before God and to each other to experiment to see what works in our life.
所以这个面对罪恶呢乃是说我们能够 把他交在主手里呢，并且用各样的方式去逃避他。
So finally, the third point is to submit the members of your body as instruments of righteousness.
第三点乃是要将你的肢体当作义的器具献给神。
So that just means how to start routines that will engage you closer to God and disengage you from the world.
乃是你不断的操练怎样与神亲近，并且怎样呢脱离这个世界。
So for example, going to church weekly for Bible study and prayer are not what really makes a person a Christian.
我们知道这个每个礼拜呀、去教会、去查经、去祷告，不能使一个人变成一个好的基督徒。
Those are things that one practices and performs as a means to the goal, which is being conformed into the glorious image of Christ.
So, 去教会这样去查经、去祷告，乃是要改变像神荣耀一样的一个工具而已。
Because the Pharisee focuses on the means, but we want to be defined by the goal, which is becoming like Christ himself.
So, 法利赛人呢，常常把这个手段呢当作目的，但是我们应该把我们的眼目注重在这个目的上。
So it's all about the consistency of what you do to implement good habits in your life, rather than that one-time intensity of your sudden conversion.
所以你要注重在你平常呢你做的一直不断的就操练的事，而不是就是注重在那个一刹那间你所要面临的事物或怎样得胜。
So basically want to learn how to be routine in service, being faithful to the service in the congregation, doing the Bible study and prayer and fellowship.
So 你要注重在你日常生活里怎样来读主的话，怎样这个查经。
So it's those routines also outside of the church where if you have a bad habit of talking back,
这些事情呢，日常生活也在教会以外。比如说，你有一个坏习惯，就是老师喜欢顶嘴。
So if we curse or tell lies, we replace that by going up to the same person and blessing them and encouraging them.
所以我们呢，就要学习怎样每天生活里面来祝福那个人，并且感谢那个人。
So we want to redirect our mouths, our hands and feet, and our eyes.
所以我们的眼目、我们的嘴巴、我们的手跟脚要重新定一个方向。
Okay, so that was the middle part, which is the how to practice is one, surrender, second, sin bravely as an experiment, and then third, be routine in practicing what is already shown us in the Bible.
所以就我们刚才讲到那个第二个部分呢，就是有三点。第一点是要交托给主。第二点呢，要面对罪恶。第三点就是要每一场生活里面要操练。
So let's go to part 3 and we'll fly through this, which is verses 8 through 11 in 2 Peter chapter 1.
So 第三个部分呢，在这个彼得后书的第一章，我们刚才读的，那是从第九节到十一节，我们要很快的来过目这些。
So what's the outcome of now practicing those virtues, seven virtues that Peter mentions?
所以在这个彼得所列出来的这么多德行里面，我们如果遵行的话，它的结果是如何呢？
So 8 says, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful.
他说你们如果充充足足的有这几样，就必是你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于先然不结果子。
This is a double negative. So this means the opposite. Double negative meaning that you will be useful and fruitful.
也表示说那个结果是你结满了果子。
And now since you're under the control of God's spirit and your own spirit, then the body can now be employed by God for service.
但现在呢，你是在圣灵和你的灵的管制底下，所以呢，你的身体现在能够被主用。
So 9 is the second outcome is that you will have vision. And this is also said in a negative way, but he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted.
他这边是用这个负面的来讲 那个结果，就是你若没有这几样，就是眼瞎的，只看见近处，忘了他旧日的罪，赢得了赦免。
In the Greek, it has the meaning of willfully shutting your eyes.
在这个希腊文的原文里面有这个，你是自己呢，自己呢，特意的把眼睛闭开。
But the outcome is that we can finally open our eyes to see not what lies behind, but then see what is ahead.
所以在这里面告诉我们说，如果我们有这几样德行的话，那么我们就有我们的眼睛就会打开，能看到我们摆在我们前面的。
And finally, in 10:11, it says that be all the more diligent to make certain about His calling and choosing you, for as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，是你们所蒙的召和拣选，坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
And 11 says, for in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
这样你必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的果。
So looking back at just what we discussed, we're just going to make a quick summary.
我们来对我们刚才所交通的有一个结论。
You cannot detach your spiritual life as just the doctrines in your head and the motives of your heart away from the actions of your body.
就我们的属灵的知识呢，不能和我们这个身体上所采取的行动和操练分开。
But you are given the power by God's initiative to start integrating yourself into the kingdom of God where your spirit is already is. Sorry, oh, let me repeat that. That God started... Okay, so you're already given the power by God to start integrating your body to where your spirit is already is.
神呢，已经把神的大能赐给我们，使我们的身体呢，能够像我们的灵一样，能够和神给我们的那个天国呢，连在一起。
So start identifying those areas of your life for transformation, for letting go, for letting God to come in, for doing those necessary things that are routine.
让我们来面对我们身上的一切的软弱，使我们能够把这些事情呢交托给主呢，并且能够得到改变。然后呢，注重在我们日常生活里面要养成那个好的习惯，经过属灵的操练。
And use a friend, a journal.A phone reminder if needed.
是借助我们的朋友，借助我们的这个记录，借助我们手上或者有一些那个手机的程式来帮助我们。
And as Peter says, if we be diligent and put those into practice, he transformed from a quick-tempered, impulsive fisherman into a spiritually mature apostle who was known as the Rock.
我们如果行这样事。非常更加殷勤的这样行的话，我们就能够像彼得一样会被神呢这个改变，成为这个教会的柱石。
So let us now come before God in prayer.
让我们一同在神面前祷告。
Father God, I want to thank you for your word.
父啊，我们感谢你，为着你的话语，我们感谢你。
Thank you that you did not choose the already prepared or the ready.
感谢你，因为你已经预备好。
But you instead chose those who are willing.
你乃是选择拣选那些心里面乐意的人。
So Father, we ask that you would come to us now as we respond to you with willing hearts.
但愿我们能够当你来到我们中间的时候，我们能够以愿意的心来迎接你。
We ask the God of peace to sanctify us completely.In the spirit, soul, and body.
愿赐平安的神能够全然的使我们的灵魂身体洁净。
So that we will be transformed and be blameless when we approach the day of Christ.
当我们接近神再来的主耶稣再来的日子的时候，我们能够更新而变化。
We offer you our hearts and we offer this prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们把我们的心奉献给你，并且祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Amen.